Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Spend any time around young people these days, and you know there are a lot of dreamers of young people who hope one day to become professional athletes in any sport that you can mention. It takes a tremendous amount of investment in time and energy to get to that level and succeed, and a tremendous investment in money too. But for athletes who do reach the levels that we see on TV and the lifestyles that many people would aspire to, we should acknowledge that there are certainly financial challenges, financial questions, financial problems that those athletes face. Paul Wiley is head of Family Office Canada, part of BMO Private Wealth, and he's going to join us and talk about some of the dynamics for athletes who work and live at this level. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Bruce. Thank you for having me.
I will never be a professional athlete in any sport, period, full stop, though I do, I'm a recreational athlete. Why we wanted to have you on for this conversation is I think there's really something interesting for us to think about the lives of these athletes and as it relates to their personal finances. When you think about this category of athletes, how would you characterize this group? Who are we talking about?
We're talking about, that 1% of the 1%. They all dream about it. We all dream about it. But these are the few that have made it through in any sport, any discipline, men or women. And they've made it. They've arrived. And it's sensational. We love to follow them. Most of us are fans of one sport or another.
And we hear the occasional story of athletes and other celebrities who face plant financially for a bunch of reasons. But I want to talk about some of the things that this 1% of the 1% deal with. One is income fluctuation. Tell us how that could work for an athlete. I mean, you have that amazing contract. It's super thrilling, but you may earn a lifetime of income in 5 years and then very little or nothing after that.
Well said. And it's something that we do run into. We're fortunate that we are often brought in, when an athlete is about to make their own money. Their coaches, their families have supported them through the amateur years and setting the stage. They are now signing their first contract. And when that happens, there's a switch that goes on. It's very rewarding for a lot of that dedication and effort, but they really focused exclusively on the sport, and everything else has been secondary, including what are they going to do when they come into that level of wealth? And the second question that often comes up is, for how long will they have an opportunity to earn that money?
And how, as someone who is an expert on the financial side, how do you frame that? Because if you're working with a regular client, even at the 1%, you can make certain assumptions about the longevity of income. So you're earning whatever you're earning a year, and that's going to continue for 30 years. For an athlete, they're maybe working on that nest egg for a shorter period of time. How do you think about that?
We kind of break it down for families and the athletes to think about it as chapters in their life story. Hmm. They had spent the first chapter or two absolutely dedicated to practice and getting ready. And they're used to being kind of the best of the best in their communities. Now they're making kind of the main stage and they're coming into great wealth, and that there's an opportunity there to do planning, to think it through, think about how long this chapter of earning money will last. And sometimes that's the first, tough conversation that some athletes are having, is a lot of them see some of the superstars on TV that can have 20 years in any given sport. But the average that we're running into is that most professional athletes, for example, using hockey players, have a career span of 5 to 6 years. Mm.
What do you notice about temperament? So if we use hockey again, these are athletes who, they could go into the NHL at 19, 20, 21. Yeah. And so they have this financial windfall that to any 19, 20, 21 year old would be dislocating. Are there some who are, I got to pay the rent and I can't spend money on that black leather couch as much as I want it because I don't know how long this is going to last? And others who are ordering bottle service nightly in the off season?
I do think the majority do not do the bottle service approach. I think depending on the sport and the upbringing that they've, you know, fostered and that, you know, come up through, is a lot of them do approach this in a very serious approach, recognizing this chapter in their life they're about to step into for a short period of time. They have an opportunity to make an incredible level of wealth, and also recognize that this will not continue forever. And I think with good support, whether it's family, coaches, or agents, that they are well positioned. We're very fortunate that we can then come into the equation, and most athletes are very comfortable having different coaches. And we come into the equation as being their personal financial coach. Mm. And we're able to get into these conversations and really, you know, explore what it is they're looking for and how long they anticipate they could be playing the sport. We want to look at, you know, what ifs on both sides. What if it's shorter than expected? What if it's longer than expected? And then work with their, you know, collective all-star team, and appreciating that we've been invited into it, to then help manage that money going forward. Quickly, we, you know, we've often said that agents and families prepare their, you know, the athletes and students for wealth by in this sport, and that we come into the equation to help prepare the money for these athletes for the rest of their lives.
You've used the word family a number of times, and yeah. I think it's relevant because very often those athletes become the breadwinner, not just for themselves, but for their family. So they're not, you know, trust fund babies who are walking into millions because their mom and dad earned it. They are the key earner there. What are some of the tough family dynamics that can present to a young athlete that wouldn't present to someone who's just making their way in the world and the family's not reliant on them to contribute money to buy mom and dad a house or pay the bills?
There was a stat that we've looked at and we've used over the last few years is recognizing, let's use hockey as a backdrop, that the average tenure of professional hockey players is somewhere between 5 to 7 years. So what that means is a lot of these athletes at a young age, 18 or 19, they're signing their first contract, they're making their own money for the first time. But a lot of these players are going to retire before the average Canadian even buys their own first house. Wow. So there's a lot of money, a lot of responsibility early and fast. And when a player or a athlete is not surrounded by a strong family, strong, you know, financial coaches or good agents, then we hear of those stories. Those are the stories that often, you know, catch our attention on the media. We're fortunate that very rarely do we run into those scenarios.
So we've talked mostly about the sort of cash flow framework and keeping lifestyle inflation in check, given the limited duration of that, those earning years. What are the key things that you try and impress upon these young athletes in terms of investing?
When it comes to investing, we will often take a step back and recognize that they've invested in coaches throughout their lives, that throughout their different chapters and stages of their growth. They've had different coaches at different times, and that we would suggest that they should continue with that great habit. Is now let's introduce perhaps a financial coach. And that's where the BMO Private Wealth collective team across the country can come in and continue these conversations and go deeper into that wealth equation. And we'd start with that as number one. And number two is that just like a sporting event, regardless of the sport, is that they should have a plan or have a game plan. And that leads us to talking about a financial plan. And it can be very boring for some people, but when it comes to athletes, this is where we can front load a recognition that there's going to be tremendous amount of money earned over, say, the next decade, but then they need that money to work for them for decades to come. And it's really life after sport. Mm.
Coaching is a very powerful connection between the world that they know well and the service that you provide. Health is another powerful connection. Athletes know they need to remain physically and mentally strong and support their health in those realms in order to be good at what they're paid to do. How do you link that back to healthy financial behaviors?
I think it comes back to having coaches, having multiple coaches for different disciplines. On the ice, we'll use hockey as an analogy, on the ice, athletes are very comfortable having, you know, power play coaches, defensive coaches. When off the ice, all athletes are now, and this is relatively new in the last couple of decades, they're very aware of having, you know, financial coaches, nutritional coaches, lifestyle coaches. When it comes to financial coaching, here's where we can step in and help, you know, work with the other team of experts that an athlete is working with and really set the stage. Let's start with a financial plan, a wealth plan, and really talk about those principles and values that matter to the athlete. And that will obviously, often include the families, and look at, you know, a life plan, not just here and now, but let's look over the next 4 or 5 decades and recognize this incredible wealth as an wonderful opportunity, but we can start talking about return on life, return on time, return on effort. Athletes understand, you know, discipline and dedication better than anyone. They sacrifice so much at a young age for, you know, the chance to make it to the show of regardless of their sport. Now we almost turn that around and say, when that's done, how can we, you know, make sure that the money works for you in the best possible way and help them get into life after sport?
For the 99.9% of us who are not professional athletes, we think about insurance in fairly simple ways. We think about life insurance. We think about long-term disability. For an athlete, they're on a contract that has an expectation that they will perform. If they are subject to a career-ending injury, that contract, I don't know how the logistics of it work, but they may not be able to make that money for the duration of the contract because they're simply unable to perform their service. How do you think about the notion of insurance that is outside of what we would traditionally call insurance?
I'm actually delighted that the modern sports age today, and credit to strong agents and strong families and coaches, are starting to have these conversations with athletes, even as we come into the picture, so that the idea around making a lot of financial planning and insurance type, you know, decisions is not new for some athletes. And that, you know, we'll spend the time to kind of go through the what if scenarios, and that a lot of their contracts are structured in a way, and they're also, you know, backed up in a way so that insurance is in place now. Most of us are familiar with, you know, critical illness insurance or life insurance, but there's actually some other types of insurances that can be put in place around, you know, health, so that if something should happen, then the athlete and the families are protected to some degree to help mitigate that change, because it can be quite drastic for some athletes.
Really interesting stuff. Paul, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Paul Wiley's head of Family Office Canada, part of BMO Private Wealth. And we were talking about this, as Paul said, the 1% of the 1%, those who become professional athletes, they have financial challenges too. They're just like the rest of us. They just skate for a living.